Sister May.
All right, thank you. Good morning, sisters. It is my pleasure to introduce a longtime friend of mine who describes herself as an 82-year-old woman, 82-year-old Christian lady. She is a dedicated Christian. She was one of the first supporting members of the East Capitol Church of Christ. She has been a Christian for more than 60 years. She has one daughter, two grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. She also is well known for her monologues and various ladies' events and her speaking at various ladies' events. So at this time, help me welcome a Sister Emma Moten. So you can clap, clap.
Thank you, Sister Johnson. Ladies, Sister Johnson called me, I guess, about a month ago. And I thought it was because she doesn't usually call me, okay, unless I'm sick. I don't call unless I want something. And the first thing I thought about, now I don't bowls no more than cakes and pies because I can't stand up that long. So why is she calling me? So then she said, I need you to speak at Our Ladies. I don't know if she said prayer. I was so confused in my head, I didn't understand it because I had to call her back. I said, now, is this on a Saturday? She said, no, it's a Wednesday at Our Ladies Bible study. I said, okay, fine. And then before I could say okay to that, she asked me to do something else. I said, well, sister, you know, I hate to say no to the Lord's work, so okay. Okay. Well, for science, okay. And she told me your topic would be that I may know him. So I hope I can say something today that will inspire you all to get to know the him is God Almighty, his son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm taking my text from 2 Timothy 2:15, which tells us to study to show yourself approved to God, a worker that needeth not to be ashamed, but right abiding the word of truth, so that I may know him. First of all, sisters, how do you get to know anything unless you study it? You get to know your child, your newborn child, because you carry it, you know it from the womb. Excuse me. You know it from the moment the first butterfly learn that child before it even gets here. And then you get to know that child even more after it gets here. Or if you don't have children, how do you get to know about anything? Isaiah 55:6 tells us to seek the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. When we seek the Lord, sisters, we need to seek him with a pure heart. In order to do that, sisters, we need to get rid of all the old stuff in us. 1 Corinthians 5:7 tells us to purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump. In order to know God, we need to clear up all the old thoughts in our hearts and see things in a new light in studying his holy word. The only way we may know him is to study him. The Bible is the him. It is God's holy word, sisters. We are now Christ's bride. When we were baptized in that watery grave and came up a new person, we began to learn of him each day of our lives. And that's not hard to do. Ephesians 5:8 tells us, for we were once in darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. Live as light. Live as children of light so that we may know him. Take an hour out of your busy schedule each day and study him. Talk to him. Go on a walk with him. Sing to him, say words of praises to him, just the way you would get to know your newborn child or your new job or your new car or your new spouse or friend. You have to study to get acquainted with whatever it is you're trying to learn. Jeremiah 2:19, your wickedness will punish you. Your backsliding will rebuke you. Consider then and realize how evil and bitter it is for you when you forsake the Lord your God and have no awe of me, declares the Lord Almighty, that I may know him. Ecclesiastes 9:16, wisdom is better than strength. And we know that from Samson. If you go back and read Judges chapter 14 through 16, Samson was the strongest man in the world, but he lacked his wisdom that God gave him because he let Delilah talk him out of his wisdom and he lost his strength. We have to stay in tune with God and not let anything take us away from him, because then we will lose our strength. And where will we be then? We will not be able to know him. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised. And if you think about the poor servant girl and Naaman, it say man, but you know, man in the Bible can refer to men and women, okay? The poor servant girl, she had wisdom. And if you read, go back and read 2 Kings chapter 5, 1 through 19, you see where she had wisdom, because she said, oh, if he knew my God and the prophets. And they told him about it, and he went to one of the prophets. Well, you can read the story for yourself. I don't have time to say it all here. But when he found out what he needed to do, what did he say? He didn't use wisdom at all. Why would he tell me to go wash in some filthy river when all these clean rivers are around here? And so what did the poor little servant girl say? If God had told you to do something great, you would have done it. So then he went and did what he was supposed to do, and he became clean. Oh, that I may know him. And his words are not hard for us to hear. He tells us this all the time. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. And if we go and read Ecclesiastes 9:18, it will tell us that. An important component of wisdom is to have the skills required to see things as they really are, and not just as it appears. Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, that is wisdom, says wisdom is better than war. Wisdom is better than amassing weapons of war to solve the problem. When we truly get to know our Lord, then we will bear fruit to him. And the same as a wife bear children to her husband in Colossians 1:10-11 says, we are supposed to live lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him as we bear fruit in every good work. When I get to know him, there is no problem that comes in my way that I and my Lord cannot handle. I have to know my in order to come to him for help. If we go, I'm gonna ask you some questions. Somebody's trying to get me on my phone, and it's so irritating. Excuse me. Okay. Three questions that I have in mind. If Aaron's sons knew God, they would not have offered up a strange fire, would they? And remember Nadab and Abihu, how they thought they knew God and they didn't, and they offered a strange fire. And what happened to them? They were consumed right away. And then another case, let's look at Saul. Saul knew God for a while, but then he took his eyes off God when God didn't come to his rescue right away. What did Saul do? He forgot about God and he sought a medium. The same ones God told him to get rid of, he went back and sought them. And what happened? He lost out. because God took the kingship away from him and gave it to someone else. And the last one, Achan, in the story of the Jericho. Remember when they walked around the walls of Jericho and God told them when they go in and take the city, he told them what to take and what they couldn't take. And Achan saw this beautiful robe and silver and he hid it. And what happened the next time they went out to fight? They lost it because sin was in the camp. Sisters, we cannot know God and have sin up in our camp. We have to get rid of all the ugly things we do in our lives so we can really and fully know God. I am so glad that I know him today. Thank you, Lord, for sending your son so that when I sin, I can come to you and say, Lord, forgive me. Jesus has already made atonement for me. God, I am sorry for what I did. Please forgive me. I can say that anytime that I sin. The people back in the old days couldn't do that. God, in his awesome wisdom before the world was created, knew he had to make a way for us to come to him. He knew he could not continue to deal with us like he did with the patriarch. Only the heads of families knew God. He knew that Moses would get tired of all the complaining that people were making. So he had to make preparation for his son. Before Christ, there was no permanent atonement. In the patriarchal days, man sinned and was killed instantly. Animals was a temporary atonement during the Mosaic age. But now we have Christ Jesus, and we can learn of him, sisters, and repent. When we get to know him, then we will begin to be fruitful. And when we don't know him, we will be evil. Let me read to you Galatians chapter 5, some of the things we will do before we get to know him. Or if you're doing these things now and think you know him, you need to get rid of them. Now I have to put on my glasses to read this print. And first in Galatians chapter 5, start with verse 16. I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery. If you're guilty of these things, you cannot be with him. You cannot know him. If you're committing fornication or uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitious sisters, we can't be selfish toward one another, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, rivalries, and the like, which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that I just feel guilty of any of these things. Please get rid of them. Clear your heart so that you may know him. And these are the things that we should be trying to dwell on each and every day. When we get to know him, we begin to be fruitful to him. Galatians 5:22-23 tells us that we will bear the fruit of the Spirit, which is love. We will learn to love one another the way Christ loved us. We will have joy in our hearts for one another. We will be peaceful with ourselves and with one another. We will be long-suffering and not impatient. We'll wait on the Lord to give us an answer and not try to answer it ourselves. We'll be kind to each other and we'll be kind to ourselves. We'll have goodness. We will reach out to others and try to spread the good news to one another. We'll be faithful to each other and to ourselves and to God Almighty. We'll be gentle and not harsh with each other. We'll begin to have self-control, and against such things, there is no law. In closing, I would like for two sisters to get these two scriptures, and one will read 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2-8, And another sister, if you would read Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8 for me, please. 2 Peter 1, 2 through 8. Any sister? Am I on? Hello?
Yes, we hear you. We're getting it. We're getting it.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost
you. Oh, no, no. We mad dash for the Bibles. Mad dash. Second Peter.
Have it. Oh. Second Peter 1.
Yes, yeah, Second one. Peter 1. Two eight. Through 8.
2 through 8. I have it.
Okay, read it.
That grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Amen. Now, sisters, if we can follow those commands that Peter has given us, we can get to know the good Father. We will know him in our lives each and every day, and we will escape all those temptations. And when God calls us, we'll be able to say what's being said in Philippians 4, verses 4 through 8.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say it. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things.
Amen. And that's what I want to say. I want those to be able to say it's in that I have done the best that I know how. And I did all those things because I know him. Thank you, sisters.
Hey. Thank you.
At this time, do we have anyone that want to provide any encouraging words to Sister Moten? Again, thank you so much for the lesson. I know for myself, and I wrote so many things down, but the one thing that stood out to me that might be another topic would be, can't know God with sin up in our camp. I like it, and I wrote it down, and I think it should be used and be on a t-shirt. Sister Felicia?
Thank you so much, Sister Alicia. I wrote that down too, but I just wanted to say, hashtag that Instagram. I just wanted to say thank you, my sister. What an amazing way that you have allowed the scripture that I may know him. It has been our theme all year, but it becomes intimate when you become intimate with God and everything that you're doing. Sometimes you have to be still. Knowing him, as you shared, is not just reading the word, but it's also living the word. So I appreciate that in the season that I'm in, and I think all of us are, it's knowing him because we know that he knows us in our intricate details. So thank you so much, and God bless you for sharing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sister Moten?
Yes.
This is Sister Janice Tilry, and years ago, you and I rode the shuttle bus to the airport together. And I've just admired you from that time I met you, and such a great word today. And it's so good to see you. God bless.
Thank you. It's good to see you all too. That's why I say I like to see faces.
Moten, I really enjoyed the lesson. I enjoyed the way you made it so easy for us to understand how we can get to know him. And this is my first time hearing you, and I'm just so excited about that. Great lesson.
Thank you.
So Sister Moten, thank you for the wisdom. Thank you for your willingness to be present with us. And, you know, I just always appreciate hearing you and just receiving blessings from you. So just thank you. And I'll be asking more of you, sure. Yeah.
You know what I told you?
I know what you told me, but you still living, right?
I'm still living.
I'm going to stop recording at this time.